This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
John Simperman is with us live on WBEN this morning. We just saw another downtown restaurant close its doors this week. Poor Tap Room. It follows Dinosaur Barbecue, Next Place, and Toutant shutting their doors. John, you operate 42 North The Flats, a restaurant and taproom on Main Street in the city, in addition to 42 North in East Aurora.
Right.
What is the current situation right now in the city of Buffalo?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, first of all, it's a real shame because a few of those were our favorite spots and great neighbors down, downtown. I could speak for 42 North, our location specifically next to Shays. Traffic is good. Traffic is solid. Now that we're in the middle of theater season and music venues are busy, you know, we're doing well. But, you know, something, we really need more and more critical mass of these restaurants and bars downtown. So it's really a shame to see a few of these folks close their doors.
Yeah. Does it say something to the downtown environment? I mean, you look at what's happening in Buffalo and you've got more events at the arena than there have been, you know, say two or three. Well, obviously 3 years ago, it goes without saying, but, you know, even pre-COVID, they're bringing more events down there. Shays, you have your run of theater shows, and there's not many cities Buffalo size that have a theater district like what Buffalo has in that area, yet we're still seeing restaurants and a lot of businesses struggle. What is the missing piece?
Yeah, well, first of all, Brian, the theater district is amazing, and I'd like to emphasize it's the theater and entertainment district because there's plenty of things to do down on Main Street, even if the curtain is not up. So we're blessed to have a vibrant theater district. You know, I think in the case of, you know, you mentioned those three restaurants, and they're all three different situations, right? You know, owners can, you know, they get tired, they need to move on, right? Or there could be lease issues, or maybe in the case of the Poor Tap Room, you know, they have a new place down in Ellicottville, so maybe their resources are going there. Point is, each situation is a little bit different. I'm not sure it's time to, you know, ring the emergency bell, but what I do believe, and I know I'm working closely with Brian Higgins at Shays, working closely with the Theater District Association, we need to activate Main Street. We need to bring people into the city core and let people experience all the great places on Main Street. And I think it's a matter of a lot of it's marketing, communication, you know, activating. And what I mean by that is kind of programming Main Street, even if there's not a show, right? And I think working together and collaborating with our neighbors, Chippewa, Main Street, I think we can turn this around.
You know, just hearing this week that Ingram Micro is coming downtown.
Yeah, great news.
I was going to say, is that kind of, do you see that as maybe an impetus a little bit?
Absolutely. And Susan, here's the other thing, and I know, you know, this drum's been banging, you know, since post-COVID, but, you know, right now downtown has about 20 to 25,000 people coming into work every day than it did pre-pandemic, right? So the more people we can either get back in the office or convert those offices to residential, we need the people back downtown. And something like you mentioned with Ingram Micro, that's great news. That's 1,200 people who will grab a coffee, go out to lunch, and maybe, you know, bond with some associates at a happy hour after work. We need more of that.
You know, I'm trying to think of, you know, because you're 42 Norths, one in East Aurora, one right in the middle of downtown. In some ways, it couldn't be more of a different setting. In some ways, they're very similar in that you're kind of trying to draw people to one central area, you know, Main Street and that area in East Aurora versus the downtown area. You know, what are the similarities or differences that you've seen in now running this business in downtown Buffalo in terms of the challenges?
Yeah, well, great question. Now, in the case of East Aurora, you know, it's a walkable community, a lot of locals, right? You know, and East Aurora has kind of turned into a little bit of a destination. But we have a lot more regulars in it, and it's a really, a kind of, again, like I said, walkable. Downtown, I would say it's a little bit more of a transient, and we're a little bit more dependent on the events that are happening. That being said, you know, what we're told is there's 2,000 people that live within three blocks of our location next to Shays. So I, as well as my neighboring restaurants, we need to make sure that those people become regulars so that we can fill up those more quiet nights on Main Street. But, you know, they're different, but they're similar, right? But, you know, I think it's a little bit more event-driven downtown and a little bit more steady, if you will, down in East Aurora.
Overall, John, are you optimistic about downtown?
Yeah, I am. You know, we Susan, as I think I mentioned to you, 42 North was not looking for a downtown location. We weren't looking for more work, right? But I know how important a city core can be. And I really love, you know, the energy of Shays and Town Ballroom, Electric City. So we're really bullish on Main Street. And that's the reason we took, you know, the risk and put in the work to open up on Main Street. So yeah, we're really optimistic. And I think if we start getting more people back into the offices and or bringing more people back into those buildings to live, Main Street's going to be great. And it's so important. We're only as good as our core, and we really need to invest a lot of energy downtown.
Well, John, thanks so much for the time, as always. John Simperman joining us live this morning as we take a look at downtown Buffalo in the wake of another restaurant closing.